Hour number two, chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Having some fun on this Friday. It's going to be fun next week. Titans training camp opens up. Ascension St. Thomas Sports Park, we will be there. Our man Chris Sanders joins us now here on the program. And Chris, it's almost here, man.
Oh, you there?
Are you, like, were you excited at this point before training camp, or was it kind of like, oh, it's time to go back to work?
No, it's kind of different. Let's talk about year one and year seven. When we talk about when I first came to minicamp in 1995, which is a long time ago, you know, I was chomping at the bit. And it's funny, it's kind of like when you were a little kid playing Little League, you kind of lay your clothes out because you can't wait to get to camp. So it's kind of the same thing my first year. But then when you get to your seventh and eighth year, you're kind of like, okay, I know what to expect. I got to check in. I got to get with the coaches, you know, different faces, get to know players. So it was a little different, but the same thing was I still was excited to get ready to go to camp.
So what's your advice to guys that are going to experience this for the first time?
Ooh. You know, just relax. And we always talk about just act like you've been there, because if you go in there nervous and tentative and this and that, then your body language is going to show. But just go out there and just do what you're capable of doing. Because even, you know, you didn't get drafted or something, you know, like that. You just go in there with confidence and feel like you belong there, and that's what's going to help you make the team. But I'm going to tell you something, you know, kind of getting back that feeling to where camp is about to start, I wish I could do it again. I mean, I really do wish I could do it again, because your stomach has butterflies. I mean, your thoughts of running the routes, your thought of getting yelled at the coach, you just really want that because you missed the things of camp.
Well, without, you know, I get it. It's easier said than done. But, yeah, I mean, if you're coming in there and you're a six-rounder and left college and now you're a whole new environment, how are you not nervous? How are you not anxious when you go to the facility on Monday and Tuesday and get ready to go? I would be a nervous wreck.
Yeah, you are going to be a nervous wreck, but you got to remember, I mean, when you get in there, when you, get your keys for your hotel, you're going to be nervous. But then when you get to the facility, you're going to be really nervous. Then all of a sudden, when you get in the meeting room, you're going to be really nervous because you're in a room with guys that are established, guys that make plays, guys that's been there for a long time. But here's the difference. That first rep is going to be nervous. But once you do that fifth, that sixth, that seventh, that eighth, that ninth, and tenth rep, you just got to realize it's football just like it was in college. And when you talk about a six-rounder, that guy's hungry because every play counts. Everything he does is watched. When he's on film, when he's, you know, talking to the coaches, he's been evaluated in everything he does. So, yes, there's going to be nerves. There's going to be times where you're going to be timid. But at the end of the day, it's just still football.
What about when you're coming there as a rookie? And I know you've already been to the mini camps and this and that. But you go out there and now camp starts. I remember talking to guys, Chris, and looking over. They're like, yeah, he goes – I look over, you know, and there's Derrick Henry and there's Ryan Tannehill. I mean, how do you not kind of get football starstruck?
I mean, you got to put it in perspective. I mean, the first time, when I went in 1995, that's a long time. You know, I grew up watching Wes Slaughter. I always wanted to meet him, and I always wanted to learn how to run routes. So the first day I got there, I'm like, oh, my God, you know, that's Wes Slaughter. But then when I got a chance to talk to him, when I got the chance to really get to know him, you know, he was just like a normal guy. He had his hat to the back, and he played these crazy games. So he was just like a regular guy. Then I met Haywood Jeffries, and I thought Haywood Jeffries, when I first came in, I thought he was going to be mean and start yelling. Man, I'm going to tell you, Haywood Jeffries is the goofiest guy you ever meet. I mean, he's silly. He's cracking jokes on people. But you get to realize that guys that you see that you admire on TV are different in person. They're respectable. They're approachable. And once you understood that they're a guy just like me, then it made it even easier when you came into camp.
What about the first time you met Dave Craig?
You know what I did? First of all, when I met him, I wanted to say this so bad. You keep egging me on this. I'm like, man, you look awful in your uniform. I mean, I'm like, come on, man. You almost had the one bar face mask. Your shoulder pads looked like Atwater because they were so big. You had the big knee. You had the big knee pads, the big thigh pads. And I'm like, I shook his hand. I'm like, man, it's an honor to meet you. But in the back of my mind, I'm like, man, he looks awful in his uniform.
Chris Sanders is with us, forever Titans wide receiver. So you were a rookie in 1995.
Oh, yeah.
Jeff Fisher had taken over in mid-94 after Jack Pardee was let go. So going in to training camp, that was your first training camp was his first training camp as the head coach full-time. Was there a moment at some point that it kind of hit, okay, he knows what he's doing. This is the guy. Yeah. This is the guy I need to listen to, because Brian Callahan's about to go through the same thing.
You know what the point, the turning point is with that? I remember this actually happened during the season, and because I really wasn't around Jeff Fisher that much in camp, you know, he would talk and, you know, break the team down and kind of talk about some different points. But this is the time where I saw Jeff Fisher in action. We were playing the Pittsburgh Steelers, and we were getting blasted. I mean, we're just getting it taken to us. And I never forget, he called up the team, and he said this. He said, guys, don't panic. You got to trust your teammates. You got to trust in the coaches. You got to trust in what we're teaching you. And that was the moment where I saw this guy can be a successful coach in this league, because you got to remember, he was a defensive-minded coach. But the one thing that I love about Jeff Fisher is he was a player's coach. And we talk about a player's coach. He played for the Bears. He understands how players feel. So when he gathered everybody up and he explained the vision of what we're going to do in this game, I sat back and I looked, okay, he's going to be a great NFL coach in this league.
How excited are you to see Brian Callahan and what he can do in his first year? I mean, that's what we've talked about for the last 6 months is this offense and how much it's changed and the personnel that he has to work with. Now it's finally here.
It is, and I went to practice because they had a diversity coaching camp there when I went, so I had to be firsthand and really listen to him behind the scenes. Let me give the listeners a taste to what you guys are going to get. You're going to get a coach that pays attention to details. And when you have a coach that pays attention to details and all the coaches follow suit, I mean, it's something special. When I first walked into the facilities, everybody's talking the same language. Everybody's talking about the same vision. Everybody's on the same page. And I left the Tennessee Titans facility feeling like, man, hold on. This is a different era. Something's going on different here. I know everybody outside of the organization, like, oh, they're going to be ranked 25th, and, you know, we don't know what they're going to do. They got so many holes. But let me tell you, we're always talking about, you know, a team to buy in. This team is not buying in. This team is trusting in. When I say a team is trusting in, they're not just saying some cute little words. They're trusting in the process. Yes, they got some holes to fill, but when you got a defensive staff, an offensive staff, you got a quarterback, you got wide receivers, you got a secondary, everybody that's on the same page, I'm going to tell you something, you're brewing something special.
We're talking to Chris Sanders this morning on the Chasing Big Joe Show. Chris, I had a chance the other day to talk to a few high school football players going into their senior year. And my message to them was, enjoy it. Enjoy getting yelled at.
Yes.
Enjoy the tears. Enjoy the hat. Enjoy it. And you talked earlier about how you miss it, man. And that hits me hard because I miss those moments. And I miss my teammates and I miss my friends. But it never sank into my head till I was 50 years old, like all that. How do you get the message across to these guys? You know, even, you know, the Titans rookies come in about this is only – this is fleeting. This is all fleeting and enjoy it.
You know what? And I don't really understand that or understood that until the end of my career. I remember I hurt my back and, you know, my career was over. And I sat back. I'll never forget. I got cut, and I went to the Cleveland Browns, and then I knew my career was over. And I never forget. I was driving back from the Cleveland Browns, and it finally sat in that my career is over, that I can't play football anymore, that I can't run a route, that I can't get yelled at anymore. And I didn't really appreciate it until it was gone. So what I want to tell these young kids, and, you know, the guys are getting in the field, and they're like, I don't want to go to practice, or, you know, the food here is terrible, and the coach is always yelling at me, and I'm tired of sweating. I'm tired of running the gasser. I would die to run a gasser. I would die.
Right.
I would die for them to say, Chris, you got a bad haircut. All that stuff. I want that. Let me tell you something. It is so beautiful to go back and reminisce, to be in the huddle with Derek Mason, you know, Bruce Matthews, Brad Hopkins, Steve McNair, Neil O'Donnell. And then on the other side, you got Blaine Bishop, Marcus Robertson, guys like that you had that enjoy playing with. And then also, you know, to trust the process to where when we leave, Houston, and then come here, then go to Memphis, and then go to Vanderbilt, and then in 1999 go to the Super Bowl. All those struggles, all that pain, all that stuff that you went through, then in 1999 we go to the Super Bowl. Those are the moments that you miss. Mm. And a lot of times when we're in the thick of it, we're like, this is the hardest thing in America. I don't want to run no gases. My feet hurt. I got a blister. My lips are chapped. All that stuff. But I would die to play one more play for Steve McNair. To be in the meeting room with Derek Mason, to be in the meeting room with Kevin Dyson, to have Ghost Jeff Fisher yell at me, to have, you know, Les Steckel, you know, do the Dizzy Lizzy drill. I would die to have one more play like that. I wish it could happen.
Did you ever, I mean, you're a, I know what kind of guy you are. Did you ever have any kind of scuffle or anything?
Oh, yeah. Perry Phoenix.
Okay.
And I'm not really a fighter guy.
Yeah,
but
it takes a lot for me
to get mad, Chase. It takes a lot. But when I get mad, it takes a lot for me to come down. So we were in practice one day, and Parafinas was talking a lot of stuff before practice, like he does, you know, whatever, whatever. So I beat him on a one-on-one drill, and I embarrassed him. I mean, he fell. So he came to me. He said, why you do such and such? I said, I didn't do nothing. He said, well, it's such and such. So me, then all of a sudden I ripped off my clothes and turned green, and we started fighting. I mean, we were going at it. I mean, we're throwing helmets and this and that, and it was one of the biggest brawls in camp. But, yeah, me and Perry Phoenix got it. But here's a good thing about the whole thing is after all that fighting, me and Perry Phoenix became good friends after that.
Yeah.
And that's why you love things about camp. Love it. Absolutely.
I don't feel like you see that as much anymore, but I also feel like there is a little bit of a place for it because it shows that you're competing.
Yeah, it does. I mean, I don't like to fight. First of all, I can't fight anyway. I mean, you got to act like you can fight. I mean, but the thing about it is, even though you get in a fight with your teammates, it's kind of like having a brother and a sister. Y'all fight in the house all day long. But let the next door neighbor say something about your cousin. You're gonna rip his head off. It's the same thing with playing, on a football team. I mean, I may fight with Perry Phoenix, but the first person, if somebody on another team, does something nasty to me, the first person out there was Perry Phoenix. Why? Because I'm his brother in his teammate. So that's kind of how I look at it.
I love that. I want to ask you this. When you look at the Titans schedule during camp, their days, Chris, they practice from 9:15 to 10:30. I go back. I go back to first covering y'all in camp. Hey, it was like 8 to 11 break for a couple hours. Y'all back out there from 3 to 6, and it was so great that Fisher let us shoot the entire practice. So, I mean, we're sweating not as bad as you are, but what is when you? How much can you get done in 1 hour and 15 minutes?
Nothing. You get some, but we got to understand too. The physicality of the game is crazy, but. People got to remember, in 1995, that's a long time ago, we had two-a-days.
Right.
We didn't have one-a-day. We had two-a-days, and they were fully padded. And then you got to remember, in Houston, it was 105 degrees. So I went from wearing 183 to 165 leaving practice. That's how crazy it was. I looked like a skinny Gary Coleman. That's how crazy I was looking, man. It was just wild. But it was just wild. I mean, it was wild.
Well, I mean, this is – so they got 48 hours. The weekend ends, and they got to get to work on Monday. So you put your – I mean, all the work, what they call what, the haze in the barn now, you ain't getting in shape on Friday and Saturday. You better be in shape now.
You better be in shape. But see, here's the thing. When you're on the off season, you're running sprints, you're doing weightlifting and all this stuff, you don't really get into football shape until actually camp because you got to understand that every play is, at least 7 seconds. So, you got to run, stop, run, stop, run, stop. And the way you get into shape is make sure, you're getting a lot of rest because that's why if you notice at the beginning of the season, a lot of guys get hurt. The reason why a lot of guys get hurt in the first and second game is because they're not in game shape. The reason why they're not in game shape because there's not a lot of practices and they only have two, preseason games. So they got to figure out a way to make sure that they get in game shape.
Yes, indeed. Chris, looking forward to it. It's going to be fun.
Me too, man.
We'll see you out there. And I know the Big Red's starting practice here soon. So football is here. It's finally here.
I am here. It is. And I'm looking forward to work with you guys and love you guys so much, brothers. Appreciate
Absolutely. Y'all. You too, Chris. We'll talk to you next week. Chris Sanders joining us here on the program as he does every Friday at 10 o'clock. It's time.
He needs to talk to all these. I know he's great at NBA, but, I mean, he's a guy – that I would have listened to in high school. I mean, people need to listen to him. And he's been at the mountain, and he's been at the very bottom. And you lessons in both.
Yep, 100%. Tune in to 102.5 The Game this Sunday for the return of the Brickyard 400 from the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Coverage begins at 12:30. The race will start at 1:30. Coverage also available on the 102.5 The Game app and the GameNashville.com.